Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Intrepid Assholes.
Woo! Let's go!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Last bi-weekly session.
Yeah.
Bi-weekly?
Yeah.
Bi-monthly?
Semi-monthly?
Last time we were together.
Last occasion, yeah.
Bi-weekly.
All right, see? I was actually asking my wife because she knows these things, and I just guess and make it sound good.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. If you say it with confidence, people believe you.
Yeah, true. I cannot trust anything
except
Shannon
me.
Says. She says everything with so much confidence. Everything.
She really does.
She I cannot
seriously
trust anything.
Sure, it's safe
that's
to cross.
Funny.
Yeah.
Shannon
the
is
here.
The DM.
Yeah.
Remember, the
just
white ones are poison.
Oh my god.
All right.
I'll tell you that story afterwards.
So last time we left our heroes.
Heroes.
Quote unquote.
Ish. Heroes-ish. Whatever.
I'll take being the hero.
So the ladies had gone out to a luncheon at the Waldorf Astoria with Gertie's future husband, if Sidney had her way.
Yeah, thank you.
They discovered some information about the Andermain family while the gentleman went off to a bar. Nothing of import happened there.
Correct.
I feel like we got some good information. I can't remember what it was.
Of course, because your character's loaded.
So I had a good time.
And he doesn't mean with money.
Yeah. Oh, I know what he means.
They went into the bar, got some information regarding some new leads to chase down. One such lead leading them or taking them to Central Park Zoo, and the other taking them to the docks. So where we pick up, our heroes are in the safe house. They've just shared information with each other. And, Trashcan Waltz might be nodding off somewhere in the room.
Might be.
Oh, he's
might
still
be
tied up, right? Yeah.
Allegedly.
Sorry. We should probably check on him. Make sure he's still here.
You should probably check on him.
Who are you talking to?
You.
That's a wall.
Oh, it turns right. You, Morgan.
That's a little better.
Warmer.
Yeah, warmer. All right, I go check on trash can.
Yeah, he's asleep-ish, but he mumbles in his sleep, nothing.
Nothing.
That you suspect, yeah.
All right.
I'll keep an eye on him. He's known to pull a fast one.
True. All right.
So as it stands, one of you hopped up on cocaine to stay conscious. The other is wasted off of potato water.
I thought you were going to withdraw still. Wait.
I mean, addiction's hefty. It's not always linear.
That was not my fault.
The two women, and that, by the way, the wound on your shoulder has reopened from that manhandling the Russian game.
You mean that bear claw? Because that wasn't a man. That was a bear from Russia, all right? We're just wearing a suit, boss.
What's the difference? what is the difference?
The amount of hair. The bear's...
The bear is less hairy.
The bear is less hairy.
Yes. Dear God, this is a terrifying image.
It's how we keep warm.
We play chess.
Chess, yeah. Thank you.
I guess I do something about my wound because the only person that can even do anything is arguing with a wall right now.
Hey, let me take a look at your shoulder.
I wouldn't let you look at my shoulder when you're sober. What makes you think I'm going to let you do it?
You already admitted I'm the best doctor.
When?
Let me look at your shoulder.
When?
Can I roll for first aid?
Yeah, go ahead. You know what? I don't even make a roll for it. If you always want to treat his first aid, that's
awesome.
Not a big deal.
Great.
Wait.
So she pulls out her herb kit and starts going. Her first aid's different between her and actual medical practice.
Yeah,
her.
I'm just roughly
what are you
shoving
do?
In random herbs in your wound. Just packing it. Just
and this
casually.
One.
You gotta pack it.
And this one will help with your incontinence. And this one will help that with, you know, Daddy's little problem downstairs.
I don't have that problem. This one looks healthy. You know, I think I'm just going to grab a bullet and cauterize this real quick.
That'll do less damage, right?
It'll do less damage overall. All
right. No, I am actually treating you.
All right, thank you.
So, you guys are going to be going to Central Park Zoo today because the shipment at the docks isn't until tomorrow night.
This morning. Right? I thought it was tonight.
No, the following.
No, it's the following.
Oh, it's the following.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
thought
you
was
may want to just, you know.
Zoo today.
Free him.
Docks tomorrow.
Or?
Zoo today. Scope out the docks, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go to the zoo.
Oh, yeah, and probably get some rest.
Yeah. I thought that was what the overnight was for.
Yeah, I thought that's what we're...
This is the night before the morning, right? Or is it morning now? I keep forgetting.
Yes, it's the night before the morning, but not the morning before the day.
Exactly. Or the now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. God. So we're going to the zoo. No. Eventually.
Yes.
The zoo? It is afternoonish right now. Because you guys had your meeting at about 1 or 2 or whatever it was, right? And then you guys got back maybe a couple hours after that. The zoo closes at sundown.
Right.
So I mean.
Gotta wait for tomorrow.
Probably.
That would
be
nice.
So the day after the night. Got it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You have to wait for the day after the night.
So we do need rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, and did you say that we should go to the docks tomorrow night?
Yeah.
To get info, because we don't have a pier number.
Do you guys say, do we know where we're going on the docks?
I mean, nope.
Docks are a big place.
Yeah, I was going to say, the docks are a very big place in bustling and industrial New York City, right?
Mm.
So.
Okay, so. Oh,
my bad.
Sorry, what time is it right now, you said? It's about like.
It's like 4 or 5.
Okay. So, suggestion. We go to the docks tonight, see when the ship's supposed to arrive tomorrow and in what dock. Then we go do the zoo in the morning and then wait for the ship at night.
Sounds good. I'll drive.
Like, no.
Are we just...
Because when we talk about the zoo, I'm so used to like, okay, so we're going to go to the zoo and it's usually me and like 8 kids, you know, like nieces and nephews and my kids. So I'm just thinking about you guys taking a field trip to the zoo.
No. We're saving Earth.
I'll make sure I have a little propeller hat.
I want a balloon and some peanuts.
You want some penis?
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Oh.
Some roasted peanuts.
Some... warm saltiness.
All right, I'm changing it to popcorn. I want some popcorn.
So are we just gonna blunder down around at the docks?
Do we have a
contact or like,
nope.
Any idea on how to find out
where the harbor master?
We're just gonna wander around for a while. That'll be fun.
You got any boats from Sicily? Is that what we're gonna ask?
No, Russia, no. I think.
Oh. Yeah. That one should be Russian live cargo of some flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had to roll the R that hard.
Who knows? Yeah, we hit up the harbor master.
Okay.
See if he's willing to play.
Play.
Should somebody stay and watch trash can? Are we all going?
I'll watch the trash can.
Stay.
Yeah, he's a little drunk.
Just a wee bit.
Watch the trash. You do that. Make sure it doesn't move.
I can do that.
Duke, how you feeling? I'm always game. All right.
Game.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
you should enunciate those M's in there, buddy.
Ladies?
I suppose we should go.
Well, somebody, no? Who's staying with...
with the drunken guy.
The trash can duo.
The trash can duo.
I want you to roll a constitution because you have lost quite a bit of blood.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right, hold on.
Perhaps the more injured of us should stay.
Nah, hold on.
Duke is always down for the mission.
Winch.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe I should stay.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that, a
99?
That's a 97.
97, oh, shit.
And my constitution is 70.
Morgan here goes for the, we're moving on. And he goes to open the door and just kind of keels backwards a little.
maybe I'll stay.
Yeah, maybe I'll stay. Give me some of that concoction you guys made me last time.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got a concoction for you.
Spaghetti?
No, what was it? The green beans?
Applesauce
thing.
Yeah. Have a lemon poppy seed muffin. You'll be fine.
Did you give him a...
I just kind of killed John for a second there.
You just got lemon poppy seed muffins in your purse?
Yes.
Did you steal them from the Waldorf?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, they're made with the special herb she keeps. Yes.
Oh, the one you grow in your back, you know, windowsill?
Yes, I have a muffin tree.
Yeah.
God, I'm not going to lie. I would love a muffin tree.
I was going to say, Willy Wonka shit, that sounds amazing.
But remember, do not talk to the muffin tree.
Why not? There's muffin to worry about.
Do you
about.
Know the muffin tree? You're fired.
That was his best one yet.
That was good. No, I was going to say, because, you know, if you ask it, then it might give you a green muffin and you might die. And the moral of the story is don't talk to muffin trees. But that's a really, really old joke, so never mind.
Oh. Okay.
All right, so The two ladies and Duke Knuckles are going to the docks to investigate.
Don't worry, y'all. You
two are staying in a trash can.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys head down to the docks, and we'll rejoin you once you arrive. Okay. In the meantime, the two of you sitting with trash can.
Yeah.
Just staring at the wall together.
Just looking at each other.
Like this.
Yeah.
Died.
Shut up.
You told me I was a good doctor, the best doctor.
Never.
Yes.
Never in my lifetime did I ever utter those words.
You remember when we did the hypnotist trick on the can man back there?
Yeah.
You kind of slipped under the spell.
Oh, you goat. Dating son of a monkey.
Don't talk. Don't talk about my mother like that.
We're not going to the zoo yet.
Goat dating son of a monkey.
A lot of implications there.
Maybe she shouldn't go to the zoo.
What does your mother fuck a snowman?
Yeah, exactly. Alright, how drunk is he?
He's
Mr. Exposition.
Yeah, he's there. You know, he's feeling really good.
All right, so me punching him, he probably wouldn't feel it.
Yeah.
I probably. Would,
You punch me, I'm gonna punch you.
How do you know that?
That wasn't in character.
It's
sorry.
Like, it's just it's drunk. It's my intent. You can feel my aura.
The look on his face. Yeah.
Because he's the mystic.
But he looks at Michael. He's like right. Thinking out loud really hard.
Good things happen to those who wait, Michael.
You wait, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
So you two are just sitting there.
I'll go check on trash can.
He's actually in the room with you. He's asleep.
Oh, I thought he was like in a like a bedroom or something tied up.
I thought he was tied up in a chair with just like in the corner of the room.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you can look over and see he's asleep. So you guys continue your staring contest. Time winds by, and about 8 minutes later, you're both nodded off.
Wait, can I have a can I have a constitution roll to see if I actually fall asleep?
You nod off because it's just
tired.
It's a very unseasonably warm afternoon here in October.
Oh, so it's that comfy stuff where you just like don't even, yeah.
You know, it's just what happened. Well. Except
he gets to my temperature.
That's your kryptonite is comfort?
Yes. Right. As soon as I get comfortable, that's it. I'm out. Yeah. See you in a few hours.
You dream.
Uh-oh.
So you both are sitting in a room. It is a round room, but you can't see the walls. You know it's a round room. There is a light coming down into the middle of the room, and you guys are sitting in the corona of light.
Well, can you shed some more light on what this
is? Yes, absolutely. It's dark.
Wow, this is...
You are not, like you are like not light drunk in this dream, by the way. And you are not hurt in your dream.
Oh, man, well...
Well, I mean,
nice to see you too again, Righty.
Am I at least like aware that this is a dream, or is this like one of those things where it's like,
yeah, actually, you are aware.
Okay. Quite like well, there has been evidence suggesting that at you know, in certain conditions, people can, you know, sometimes have lucid dreams. That is a thing, so it's not like super uncommon.
I punch him,
and also he is the last person I saw. When I fell asleep, before I fell asleep.
You get punched.
Did that hurt in the dream?
It feels like the concept of pain.
Inception style.
Did that hurt?
Conceptually, yeah.
All right, we're in a dream world.
Hollow footsteps ring out against what you would assume are the walls. Steadily approaching.
Okay. Well, I'm... Okay. Who is... Which direction is it coming from, or is it just echoing all around us?
It's coming from, if you two are standing facing each other, basically a triangular direction going away from, like, an isosceles, right? So it's coming towards you from that direction.
Okay, I look in that direction.
Remember, you're in a giant circular thing. You don't, there's no real direction here, by the way.
I look in a direction.
You see a orange glimmer of light getting closer.
Am I dying?
And you hear a... and you hear a...
Are you there, God? It's me, Michael.
Hey, look, what I said about that stuff before, didn't mean it.
Stepping out of the darkness is a familiar figure. He blows smoke right in your face.
And a man.
This douchebag.
Hey, Mac.
Mac.
Well, this makes sense because we've been looking for him, so he's been on my mind, and I'm thinking that...
Shut up.
He looks at you. You guys seem to be joined as a hip.
Son of a bitch.
This is interesting. You both really are acting like how you act when I'm conscious. This is... I mean, it would make sense. Shut up. You know?
Serak Aretur. You wake up. Like, physically wake up. And he disappears from the dream.
Oh.
No, wait. I want to go back. So in the apartment, in the real world, Michael Azeroth sits up. No, wait. I want to dream again. And you see Morgan Butts passed out. Slouched over the couch.
I try to slap him awake.
Doesn't work.
Oh.
I don't know.
Smelling salts.
I don't want to be awake. I feel like I'm missing something now.
You gotta teach me how to do that.
Wait. I don't think I can.
They're in dream world?
Yeah, back in dream world.
Can I try repeating what he said? Just to give it a shot?
You try anything once.
Do it. Do it.
What did you even say? I don't know. Threat. A Tutankhamun. I don't know.
What did you just say?
I think he summoned a demon somewhere.
You toot? Like. Toot,
like
fart?
No, like King Tutankhamun. I don't know. King Tut.
I don't think that's how you say his name. But
what do the two butts have in common? A Tutankhamun?
A Tutankhamun.
Oh, God.
What did you actually say?
Don't worry about it.
Back in dream world.
Where have you been?
I've been taking care of some business. Keeping some very nasty people off of your trail.
I appreciate it.
You have no idea. But I need you to do me a favor.
What's that?
When I tell you, I'll say some words you'll remember when you hear them.
Kill Michael?
No.
Oh.
I need you to put a bullet in my back.
Oh, easy.
Of course, I figured for the kind of guy who would shoot someone in the back, but, you know, that's...
No, I mean, you know, I wouldn't do that, you know, but if I'm told to do it for a very specific purpose, then, yeah, easy.
What caliber gun you carry?
45.
Good enough. Guy. So he puts his hand over your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and you hear something, and it sounds kind of like, and you fade out of the dream. Okay. And, and the last thing you hear is from a long, echoey hallway.
Remember my command.
All right. Do I wake up, or do I?
Yeah, you wake up, and he's standing over you, like a tootin' comet.
Straight up, like reflex punch.
No! Yes! 29! Oh! Right in the face!
With the bad arm.
I just get hit?
Oh, it would be the bad arm, too.
With the bad arm. Because
in my dream.
So you know, and then you're like, oh!
I can't because it's
so then you chicken wing at him.
No!
Oh, I elbow him then.
I
got him with a 29. I made contact. We need to leave you two alone in our office.
So you catch an elbow in the ribs. It doesn't do any damage, but...
Why did you do that?
I'm checking off fighting brawl right now. I was a successful hit. Like, who stands over someone and yells, Tutankhamun?
I look.
Who does that?
I had a weird dream and I was trying to wake you up, but...
So
I don't know, man. He said something, and I woke up, and I figured I might as well try. I mean, I am the mystic, so I might as well try it out, right?
And apparently I'm your mother, because when you have a bad dream, you have to come running to me.
I was trying to wake you up.
Did it look like I need waking? I was probably peacefully sleeping there.
Whoa.
Hey, go to your room.
I'm going to go to my room, but I don't have to take this, and it's not because you said so.
So I'm, said so.
Whatever. And he stomps off into the kitchen.
I don't have to take this.
We're leaving you two to finish your bickering on your own.
Fair.
And we're going to jump over to Sydney, Knuckles, and Gertie.
To the zoo.
Zoo?
No, docks. To the docks.
Oh, docks, right, sorry.
We're getting info.
Dang it, I'm not nearly as excited about that.
We might see a pelican.
I was about to take a drink.
I'm so sorry. I do that to everybody. I almost did that to my mom yesterday.
Right. So, let's go find the Harbor Master. Anybody opposed to Butts' plan?
Yeah, well, that's nice first.
Mm.
That's right. Why there's two of y'all and one of me. We'll start with the more subtle, sophisticated approach.
That sounds wonderful.
See, I can do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Duke knowledge.
Growing as a person.
Duke wisdom.
Growing as a person by Duke Knuckles.
Yes.
I'm going to fast forward to this going terribly, terribly wrong.
Well, we could have done that with your scene, and we didn't, honey. So.
It did go terribly, terribly wrong.
So your driver takes you down to where the Harbor Master quarters are. So basically, it's the office. It's a building, maybe a little two-story building, squat, square, and unassuming. So there are warehouses down here where they store the goods that are brought in from the the shipping, right, international shipping. And there is a railway depot because a lot of the trains will come down here, load cargo, and take it out to places unknown around the country. And, of course, there's, you know, pier after pier after pier with moving equipment. But a lot of the moving in this time is done by hand. Burly men picking up boxes. And
stevedores or whatever they're called.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Well, I suppose we should head into the Harbor Master
office. So you head down to the office, right? Okay. There is a main reception area. It's not like there's a receptionist sitting there in a nice office or anything, right? It's just a squat, balding man writing down some notes, small wire-rimmed glasses on his face. Looks like the studious accountant type, sitting at a desk when you enter the building.
Excuse me, sir. Can you point us in the direction of the Harbor Master, please?
What can I do for you?
Point us in the direction of the Harbor Master, please.
He points one finger at his own face.
You're quick.
You're not. You need work or something, buddy?
Okay. One of y'all handle this before I lose my temper.
I mean, you're a little older than most of the guys we hire.
No. We are wondering if you might have some information that we're just curious to know when a boat may be coming in and where it would be going when it does.
Of course, because I always give information out to women and black gentlemen who walk in here without any kind of credentials and ask for shipping information. Huh.
Do you have a secretary? That would be a lot nicer.
No.
I slap a $5 on the desk.
Well, I didn't realize we were old friends, and disappears into his pocket. What exactly are you looking for?
We're looking for an import of live cargo coming from Russia, perhaps.
She said that wrong. It's Russia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He thumbs through some pages, goes down some ledgers.
Should be coming in tomorrow night.
You have a specific time?
No.
Unfortunately not.
What we're hoping you could help us with. And a specific location?
Well.
And a specific contact? As much information as we can get, really.
For $5, I can tell you there are definitely 9 ships coming into port tomorrow from Russia, 4 of which are carrying what could be considered live cargo.
I give him another 2.
So I suppose you are not looking for a ship that's coming in during honest hours. So that narrows it down to three. And he looks at the $2.
Here, damn it. Another five.
Nah, there
we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a little. Henshing was profitable.
Of those three ships, two are coming in at 11 p.m. One is coming in at 1 a.m. Mm.
Okay.
It's considered a special delivery. He tucks the money into his pocket.
Like, how special? Can we be moderately sure that this is the special we are interested in?
The kind of special where they don't give enough information to the harbor master for plausible deniability.
Fair enough. Do you know which dock they're going to be coming in? Or which pier, I should say.
Pier 7.
7. Excellent.
And you can see on a nice map behind him one of those picture-like looking ones.
Like a directory sort of thing?
Not really a directory, but like it looks like, you know, the... Like an, if you can, would an overhead picture? Mm-hmm. It's hand drawn, right?
Oh, okay.
But, and it's like just a map of the dock area, right?
Mm-hmm. It's all like gridded and sectioned
correct,
off and stuff.
Yeah. And it has like a labeling of all the different warehouses. So, Dock 7 is approximately a quarter of a mile following the only road, right? Because, like I said, there's railways that go through, and the railways all come up to the main warehouse areas. Right, so where all the warehouses are, and they actually roll right next to the warehouses on the backside, so they can load directly from there into the train. Okay. And brilliant. Then the road runs in front of the warehouses, right, which border all along the water. So like where the docks come in, there are warehouses right there, so they can just make a quick trip of loading it in, and there's a road between where the docks are and then that. So along that road, about a quarter mile down,
that's Pier 7?
Pier 7.
Okay.
Excellent.
So we'll pretty much be deep in there then. If we go in there, we're going to be in there.
And the name of the ship is Anastasia.
So did you say 1 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pier 7, Anastasia.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for all your help.
And we didn't even have to fight.
Most of the time, you don't have to.
Which is why I let y'all take the lead. See? Duke knowledge.
Mm.
Also, I'm pretty sure I'm bleeding internally, so.
Probably.
So we don't. And we don't want to escalate.
Throwing
we don't,
down with a bunch of stevedores.
We don't want to
bleeding internally, and I smell fragrance.
All right, so I guess that concludes our business here, yeah? I hope.
We'll be back.
Did you guys maybe want to
take a
scope
look around,
out the
yeah.
area?
Well, concludes our business with the harbor master.
Yeah, that was what I meant.
But we can, yeah, definitely take a look around, make sure we don't get caught up without any recon. Because if we're going deep, in, like a mile or whatever down.
Quarter mile
down, still far enough.
Yeah, like, spoken like a true henchman.
Yeah. Like, we need, well, also, I'll probably need to look around. There's probably some of my homies around here from back in the day. It's the docks. Where do you think henchmen come from or go to?
Hench.
Yeah. Well, no, the Henchland is no Henchland, longer ours.
Henchland?
Yes. Henchland lost its sovereignty years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought that there, you know, in somewhere in Australia, it
after
was New Henchland.
Yes. The death of King Hench.
Yeah, after King Hench the Third died. It was never the same. And New Henchland, we don't recognize their authority.
Henchlings are not just born from eggs. They're not just hatched.
You have to be a henchman. Not just a little henchling all your life. No. It's all, yeah.
This is the kind of political structure you're not allowed to take your helmet off if you're a true henchman or something like that?
Well,
like,
yeah.
It was, show discipline?
If I wasn't a retired henchman, losing my knuckle dusters would have been a sign of the lowest disrespect. It would have been like a Jedi losing his lightsaber when they invent Star Wars finally.
God.
I want you guys to roll an intelligence check for me,
ooh,
all three of you, assuming you guys looked at the ledger he was writing on.
Oh, damn it. Well, I failed. All zeros.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see a damn thing.
I got a 97. Mm-hmm. We are so involved in our conversation. Oh, no, not then, with the ledger. We just...
Yeah, we were just not paying attention. Man. I was, though.
Okay.
Definitely not.
So, as you were you're walking away, something's been nagging at you in the back of your mind about that ledger.
Mm-hmm.
Something familiar. Mm. And then it comes to you. You saw the name B. Windy Bridges.
Uncle!
No.
Apparently there was a shipment coming for him. Today.
Where and what time did I see?
Harder to remember the time, but you do know it was Pier 19.
19, okay.
Is this going to be a we need to split up situation?
I hope not.
Because I think if we've split up at all, we're reducing like a third of our manpower, so to speak.
Oh, yes. Oh, well. And on that little, like, map situation there, is Pier 19 anywhere near us? I don't know how numerically ordered they are.
So the docks actually, when you look at the order of them, it goes like Pier 3, 4, 5, and like sequential, but there's a gap. At one point.
Huh, okay.
Because there used to be piers, but they widened certain things due to construction and larger ships. So it's probably another good quarter mile down.
We are like a decade into the industrial like period or whatever, past the industrial revolution, so. A
bit more than that, but yeah.
Well, you know, like not all the stuff's invented, but now we can integrate it and actually, you know.
Okay.
Do you share your stroke of memory, your flash of memory?
Yes, I do. So, perhaps after we're done looking at Pier 7, we might shuffle down to Pier 19. I know it's a wee bit out of the way.
You didn't happen to see the time?
I didn't. His hand was in the way.
Okay. But you're pretty sure it said B. Windy Bridges.
We can always go back.
As in your uncle?
It's not the most common name.
We can always go back and fabricate a way to look at that ledger.
Fabricate a way?
Get him to move his hand or something.
True. Or, you know.
Oh, I could go punch him in the face and we'll take the ledger.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Would not be the
greatest internal
idea.
Bleeding. I'm a little concerned.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you guys walking down the road too?
Yes.
Or are you taking her car?
No,
do you
want to
walk?
Walking.
Mm-hmm. We stretch the legs.
Yeah.
So give us a chance to see if, you know, we can notice any small details.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll be able to drive down, you know, at 1 a.m. That'd be pretty obvious.
That's a fair point.
Spoken like a true henchman.
I don't know. Maybe we should try and go back and see if we can see it. But, I don't know. Or should we just go?
I say we just check out Pier 7.
All right.
We got a bigger mission here.
Mm. Onward, ho.
We need to do some recon so we don't get caught slipping.
Onward.
That's so stupid. I love it. All right. Let's go.
All right. We're on to Pier 7. All right.
So as you guys approach Pier 7, at this time, they are unloading a ship. Okay. It's a medium-sized cargo ship. Obviously, a Russian name printed on there.
Just a Russian name.
Yeah, unless
Spanish
any
letters.
Of you speak Russian, it's you guys
sadly not.
Don't
that
know what it says.
Is a medium-sized cargo ship.
Yeah,
with some Russian.
There's
letter.
Some burly, you know, blonde and muscular men unloading the cargo.
Those do not look like Russians.
They do. Yeah.
Oh look, Sydney, husband material for you.
Funny how someone's thinking about husbands.
Can we focus?
I wouldn't rush in.
We,
to something.
You're not there. We are focusing
on
what is important to us, Knuckles, Mr. Duke.
Mm-hmm.
We can't argue with the fates, and they want us to get. No, it's the Duke. They want us to get.
That's ridiculous.
Gertie, a husband. Shut your ridiculous mouth. You're not here. Okay, so
if you did in fact say nuke, I'm going.
Duke. I heard
but,
nuke.
But if,
Mr.
If,
nuke.
If, when I listen back to it, if you did in fact accidentally say nuke, I'm gonna make a rap out of it because that was awesome.
You should, but I
need
to
make
disappoint
a rap out
you.
Of
I did not.
Nuke-dickless.
Nuke-dickless in.
You can definitely try. But pretty sure
I know.
They're not doing anything that even looks remotely shady. They're literally pulling boxes off of the ship. Putting them onto...
but they're still Russian.
They are Russian,
that
so that
shitty.
Definitely makes
that's
them commie bastards.
It's 1920s. Everything's racist.
There we go.
We just call it culture.
Yeah. True.
Hey, I've got my one black friend, okay?
Yeah.
And technically you have your one Asian friend.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good. Well, I met in the story.
Yeah. And I'm friends with women.
Yes.
All of us are making some sort of strides in society right now that we probably should be for the next 50 years.
We'll be good. I have a backup.
So you guys watch them for a little bit. They're loading into the warehouse. Right. So you'll see them pull it off. Two men, general, carrying it with them, walking it over to the back of a vehicle, which then drives it over like a flatbed kind of truck, right, with a trailer, mm-hmm. dropping boxes on there, and driving it in.
Well, this is boringly mundane. Pure 19?
I think it's actually a good idea for us to understand their logistical process.
Fine.
Find some weaknesses in it in case the others need to use this same process.
True. I would also like to do a spot hidden, just in case there is anything for my eyeballs to see.
For your eyeballs to see, yes, there's lots of things out
Gertie,
there.
Gertie, quick, use your vision.
Use your eyes. Both of
them. Perfect. Got it.
Yes.
So, yeah, you do.
I did not.
You see the men bustling back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks just like everyday common things.
Yeah.
Work to be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
I won't say it's hidden necessarily.
Okay.
But you do see two men down near the by where the warehouse is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them kind of keeps glancing your way.
Okay.
They've taken note of the three of you.
What do they look like?
Russian people.
Okay.
One man.
Thanks.
One man, blonde haired, very thin of frame, tall.
Mm-hmm.
He has a rather hooked nose.
Okay.
And very, very fierce eyes.
Who's that blonde Dracula looking motherfucker?
Older gentleman. The other man, I mean, mm-hmm. looks like he just might be the head of the, whatever, the crew, right? The guys.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely has the appearance of a organized crime individual. Want to put it that way.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I recognize an organized crime individual when I see one.
Exactly.
I like your style, Duke.
All right. I just wanted to make a note of what they look like so that when we come back,
mm-hmm.
I can look for them.
That guy's crime looks mighty organized.
No. I'm just telling the listeners. And also the GM.
I just like the way you said it, and I was hoping you did as a character.
No.
Now we can
I would be doing it with
shuffle our way on to 19.
Excellent.
I think we have done enough recon here before we actually get caught slipping. And my internal bleeding worsens. Please don't let me die here, ladies. Anyway, shuffle on down to Pier 19.
Should we get the car to go down to Pier 19? Is it far?
About half to three quarters of a mile.
Yeah, let's get the car. We got places to be, things to do, and wheels to get there, so.
Should we go in the car?
That would be great.
So as the car rolls up towards Pier 19, there's significantly less activity here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a boat
at
dock right now.
Yeah.
And
the SS
gentlemen,
Wind.
You know, I mean, maybe a crew of like three or four are unloading boxes and all say fragile, handle with care, this side up, that kind of a thing.
This boat as industrially large as the other, or is this more like a...
Much smaller. Looks more like a personal freighter than, you know, a large commercial one.
Well, that would explain why Windy Bridges could show up on this one. I had a much larger shipment in mind, but this is...
Oh, Windy Bridges isn't on this, but...
Well, I mean, it's his shipment, though, right? Yeah, I was thinking it's a much...
Do we know that?
According to what she read, it's in the name.
I know it's a shipment for...
Well, he's your uncle, right?
Mm-hmm. At some point, sometime, on some day.
Yeah, we don't know that this boat is for him. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but it would make sense that it would be in a block with the rest that were coming in today, no?
I don't know. Maybe you guys can ask questions. Amongst the men that are unloading the boat, there's a man with a checklist, right? And he's wearing a wide brim fedora hat and a dark brown leather jacket.
Indiana Jones?
Very similar. Look, if you want to picture Indiana Jones, yes, you can. That's fine. I mean, it's very similar. There's also a tall, very beautiful woman walking around overseeing the unloading.
Do I recognize this woman? I do. Who is she?
These are the Kincaids.
Ah! Fucking those dicks. All right. It's the Kincaids.
We saw them at that
assholes. I don't like them.
Thing.
Yeah.
Meeting that turned into a tragedy.
Party?
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
That.
Oh my god, I've lost both of their first names.
Okay, I think this is worthy of investigating right now. Are we all good with that, or should we hang back and see how this plays out?
I'll go say hi to Miss Kincaid.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
She wants to say hello.
As you guys watch, you see Marilyn Kincaid almost literally whipping the men who are carrying boxes.
Kinky.
Not in a hot way. More like yelling at them to not be buffoons and don't you dare drop that and so on and so forth. While Arthur is checking off what appears to be checking off items on a list.
Okay.
Now, you guys are not very far from them. Mm-hmm. You're maybe 100, I don't know, feet, maybe 150 feet, somewhere in there.
Time for some detective shit?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Let's go do this. Detect something.
Are we just gonna go say hello then?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's
see what
right.
we can determine is actively going on right here.
Oh, Marilyn! And I wave.
At the sound of your voice, she snaps up and looks over at you. What?
Hello! Hi!
A complete non-recognition on her face. Like.
Oh, it's okay if you don't recognize me. We just met a couple weeks ago. I don't even remember when. But it's me. It's Sydney Posh. Remember? We met at the dinner. Marilyn.
Oh, yes. Oh, the Massachusetts team. Isn't that right?
Yes. The ones that had to help you out in Egypt. That's us.
Right. And from maybe 5 feet away, you hear Arthur. Snaked in on our job in Egypt, more like.
And Arthur, it's so good to see you again. Go give him a hug.
Though he does look roguishly good looking, like I said, if you want a picture audience, Indiana Jones. He has glasses on, and you can tell he's actually looks like an intelligent man. He's not just a one-trick pony.
But looks can be deceiving. We all know this.
While this is going on, I'm trying to see what is being moved in these boxes, but like discreetly.
So, what are you guys doing down here? It's fancy running into you.
Yes. Interesting. Marilyn looks very suspicious of you. Mm. Were you sent down here for some reason?
Sent? No, just out for a stroll.
At the docks.
Of course. Who doesn't stroll the docks?
I didn't.
Most people.
I didn't want to tell her, but my uncle did send me just to check in. Is everything all right here?
Everything's fine.
Wonderful.
We are just unloading some recent acquisitions. From a Middle Eastern dig near Morocco.
I see. Would you mind if I checked the list? There is a particular item that he told me may or may not have made it.
As you mentioned the list, Arthur kind of hugs it closer to his chest.
I'm going to start gaining some distance so maybe I can peep that list. Start sneaking my way around Arthur.
There's really no need for oversight at this point. We will definitely be sending everything along by the normal channels.
Oh, yes, of course. I have no doubt. Our dice being rolled. Is that a trust roll?
Trying to create a distraction.
But as you guys are talking, you hear a man shout, and a box drops and breaks open. Out tumbles a bunch of hay and, you know, like newspaper packings.
While this is happening, I had gotten close to Arthur, you know, give him the hug and the kiss. Mm-hmm. Can I try and steal a sheet of his list?
You can try.
How good is your sleight of hand?
I don't know. Let me check. Oh, it's an 11.
Ooh, look at that.
I'm going to have to just roll really that suggestion.
You're going to pass on the stealing or are you going to try?
I'm going to pass on it.
Okay.
Let me help you with that. I try to go and get myself involved. Oh no, something fell down.
That's a little ways down the pier. It's about 20 feet away from where you guys are standing with the Kincaids.
So he goes running his
chair. Kind of a brisk step, like, oh, let me help you. Yo, let me see what, oh, you guys drop some stuff.
No, no, it's fine. They are paid to do their job. Well, at least they are until the end of the day. And then they're packing stuff in, and you guys can see what looks like several different pieces of pottery, a couple of books, a golden-looking little chest.
Okay.
I'm still insistently, briskly trotting toward it just to make sure I can at least peep it. I may not touch
she's,
it.
She's calling after you. I said stay away from there.
Okay. Just still trying to see what I can see. Yeah. But I'm going to back up. But I'm keeping an eye on it.
You see quite a few artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be worth an intelligence roll or knowledge roll or education, I guess?
Recognize them?
Yeah. Anything?
It's old Moroccan
pieces. Just pretty straightforward.
But what's interesting is why would they have treasure if these are just pieces from it?
Right.
And you know under international statutes
it should not
that those here. Pieces should go to the country to which they belong.
Is that a thing yet?
What's that?
Sorry, just trying to think.
Is that a thing yet?
Yeah.
We are in this world, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because they're under statutes.
That's right, statutes. Statuettes, yeah. Like little statues.
Little statues, yeah.
That keep the peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that little lady with the
so does she is she walking down to like try and stop him or something?
Yes.
That was Marilyn, and I grab her and I turn her around so that I can just keep continuing to talk obnoxiously and try and distract her.
Oh, good.
So what have you been up to?
She spins and automatically goes into what would look like a fighting stance.
Bust out the crowd.
Well, okay, no need to get defensive. I'm just saying hello.
Your timing is impeccable. Sydney.
Yes, it always is. People do.
And she
say
turns
that.
And walks away as you're vapidly talking to the air.
I do. I'm trying.
I know. And then about 2 seconds later, she's crossed the distance and grabs you by the shoulder. I said thank you, but no.
Well, if you insist, ma'am, how could I?
I do.
How could I be so rude? Please excuse me.
The men reposition the top of the crate, pound some of the nails back in as best they can, and lift it onto the back of the truck. Now, while you're over there on the boat, you did see about another dozen crates of similar size.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And from where you guys are, you can also see to the open warehouse. You can't really see well inside, but you can see more stuff stacked in there.
Okay.
It looks like a decent amount of stuff. Like, yes. They've already moved a lot.
They have their top people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Indiana Jones. Anyway. All right.
Well, we still need to check to see if that item your uncle is...
That's true.
...maybe expecting or maybe missing is present or not.
Hmm. Yes. Arthur, if you wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Could I please see the list?
Sure. You just tell me what you're looking for and I'll confirm whether it came into the delivery or not.
Hmm.
I believe it was something a little bit more sentimental, a little more private than that of... I believe Mr. Windy Bridges would prefer we keep this a family matter.
Yeah, he's not believing a word of what you're saying right now.
It's a particular statuette.
Statuette?
Statuette, yes. Couldn't help it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lesser known Moroccan deity.
Yes. Do you have the piece number?
No, he didn't provide me with that because, again, he wasn't sure if it...
It's five.
Because, again, he wasn't sure if it made it onto the ship or not.
Now, let me see. And he goes down the list. No.
That's
now, as he's going down the list, you guys can roll a...
Already did it.
What are you rolling for?
That's right.
Don't know.
For spot hidden?
Yes, you guys can roll spot hidden.
Yes, I got it. Thank you very much.
I got it under the hard level.
I got it under barely by the skin of my teeth.
I didn't get a shit.
But I got it.
All right. So you see on this list very, Sydney, you see very mundane things. Everything on there is like, pottery from archaeological dig, right?
This is such a mundane list.
And then, you know, like all the numbers, right? There's nothing about any gold or anything. No. And you see as he flips the page, there's a couple of items that don't have anything on there, right? And the way it's listed is you'll see a number for the shipping container, mm-hmm. right? Which you can see on the side of the boxes, right? And then a list of items inside, each with their own associated number, right? Mm-hmm. And then the shipping container will be set to an address, right? Mm-hmm. All of them have been the university in Massachusetts, right? Or mm-hmm. Arkham University in Massachusetts. Or, except one. In the middle of the list, almost inconspicuously, and inside there's only like three items. No names, no description, just that.
Could I perhaps check in that box there?
He closes the list as fast as he can. Excuse me? What box?
There was...
Nope.
Mr. Kincaid, I did not take you for a liar.
I'm not lying. This is a list, not a box.
There was, on your list, a box with no item description. I would like to check for the statuette, please.
Unfortunately, unless we get an order from Bartholomew, you won't be checking anything. Our orders are clear.
Well then, I appreciate you wasting our time with pretending that you were going to allow us to look through anything.
I did no such thing.
No?
I said I would check the list for you. That is all. Do not accuse me of doing something I did not do.
As
now, you people are the ones who have wasted our time.
Well then, I suppose we should be on our way, should we not?
We're not allowed to shoot them?
I don't think that would end well.
Okay.
As much as I would love to let you, Sydney.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll just have to talk to your uncle and sort this whole thing out at a more appropriate time. Instead of shooting people.
And as we're walking away, I kind of say under my breath, and let's see if that box doesn't disappear.
Bye, Marilyn!
She kind of glances over. She had her back to you, overseeing the unloading, yelling at the dock workers. Looks back over her shoulder with a look that pretty much says, what the are you still doing here?
We are best friends. She just doesn't know it yet.
Huh.
And I give the old henchman potential nod to the guys unloading the boat. Like, fellas, I know what it's like.
All right.
It's the nod of solidarity.
Yes. Yep. Don't worry. There's a way out. Just hench for like 20 years. Then you get your way out and you can be a detective.
Or something.
Yeah, something close to that. You could be Duke Knuckles. Now we gotta reconvene. Did we get our info from Pier 7? We're all good on that.
I think we're good on 7. Yeah. I think we're good on 7.
All right. So now we know that the Kincaids are up to some, you know, ticky tacky, hooba dooba shit.
Are they using your uncle's name, or do you think your uncle knows?
I couldn't say.
That's worthy of a follow up.
Hmm.
But I think we should probably get back so we can get to the zoo.
And
I like the zoo.
And check on our wayward three.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're all, down bad.
Yes, and you could probably use a rest as well.
Duke don't need no rest, but Duke wants rest.
It's okay. All right. Duke's so tired, he's speaking in the third person, apparently.
Always. All right, so I guess, let's go back to the safe house, and maybe I can make a phone call.
Duke sleeps in the car.
Duke sleeps in the car.
Fair enough.
Okay.
That's how you heal internal bleeding. You sleep in the car.
All right, so you guys get back to the safe house.
Mm-hmm.
Not much has changed with Trash Can.
Okay.
He's been in and out. Okay, you two at the safe house have been alternately bickering like an old married couple and nodding off together.
Sounds about right.
Like an old married couple.
That's adorable.
Save me.
What? We figured this is where you wanted to be.
You're the one who elbowed me in the chest.
You've sobered up, by the way.
And it was rightly deserved.
But yeah, you have a headache.
It's not completely from the liquor either. This guy.
You guys look like you went through hell.
I did.
I was having a nice dream.
He wakes
me up yelling Tutankhamun.
That's
who
weird.
Does that?
I don't know.
That is weird. But what was in this nice dream?
Yeah, why are you dreaming? You're supposed to be watching Trash Bag.
It was such a beautiful dream. Michael was in there, and then he got shut up and sent away immediately. It was glorious.
That's different from my dream.
Is that it? Nothing else happened in this dream?
Well, I mean, then it got kind of bad, and Endermain showed up.
What?
So your nice dreams include Endermain?
No, I said it went kind of bad.
Hey.
Endermain was there.
Sounds more like a nightmare.
Yeah, you had Endermain and Azeroth in your dreams. Go on, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And the primary thing is it was a nice dream.
I actually believe
it was
I
nice when Michael went away, and that it was very nice. I wish I learned how to do that.
Tell us about this part with Endermain in it.
Oh, yeah. He told me he's taking care of some people. They're following us?
People are following us?
Apparently he's keeping some people off our back.
So we're supposed to just believe he's got our backs, despite him being MIA through most of our crises.
Wait, hold on. I think someone's walking around. Let me check. I hear dogs barking.
I don't know that I believe Andermain for a second on anything.
Yeah. All right, the coast looks clear. Yeah, he said basically, he's taking care of some people for us, and I have to shoot him. Which I was all down for that. So now.
Who? What?
We're gonna be shooting Endermain. I don't know.
You might make Sydney jealous. I think she wants to shoot him.
Sorry.
Like, does it matter who shoots him, or is it just like he just has to get shot sort of thing? Because I feel like we're all pretty much unanimously on board with that.
I'm not really for.
I think it has to be at a certain time.
Oh, like we have to shoot him for like a decent reason.
A magical purpose. Yeah.
Not like because we just have all had interactions with him.
Yeah, no, I have to shoot him for some reason.
So Andermain
appeared
to you in a dream and told you to shoot him?
Yeah, I told you. Really good dream.
I feel like you might have made this dream up. I mean, I don't know that that's any kind of important. Because
it could go either way.
I mean, with all the
I don't know that Andermain is that
stuff
self
we see day to day.
Sacrificing.
Yeah.
Kind of willing to bet that this was real.
Okay, fellas, are you healthy enough to go to the zoo? Either y'all able to go on the mission right now, or are you guys still, you know, on trash can surveillance duty?
I had a good nap, and I stopped bleeding, so I'm good.
The mission isn't going to be...
You guys still have another night.
Oh, before zoo?
Yeah, before the zoo.
Oh, okay. We just went to the docks.
Unless you're doing something else.
Well, then we at least need to go over what we saw at the pier.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's wake up Trash Can.
Are we
before or after we go over what we saw at the pier?
What'd you see at the pier?
Gertie?
Gertie's gonna tell you.
Yes. Well, first off, we found out that there is a special delivery ship coming in to Pier 7 at 1 a.m. So, that appears to be important. And then, we ran into the Kincaids.
What were they doing there?
Unloading a ship supposedly meant for my uncle.
Oh.
I knew I didn't trust them.
I don't think any of us did. They're
douchebags.
Slimy at best.
Yeah.
But,
pompous dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Michael. Tell us how you really feel.
He's hungover.
So
not, yeah.
Even more reason to wake up Trash Can. He might know.
If he's willing to talk about them.
Oh, I have a way of making him talk. Not by violence. I should add. I don't do that.
Well, then that's his thing. My knuckle dusters. Yeah. I was gonna say, well, all you had to do was ask, bro.
Sounding all badass, and then you're like, oh wait, let me back up and not be badass.
I just want to be clear.
Put a watch in front of his face and tell him he's getting sleepy or something.
Yeah, let's wake up Trash Can. Walk over to him. Hey, wake up.
Yeah. And then,
hey. How you doing?
Batman?
Batman?
Where am I?
What?
We don't even know who that is right now.
Wake up. Why am I tied to this chair?
You asked me to do it.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I know you don't.
You let me out now.
No.
I don't like being inside.
Don't worry. We'll take you.
I don't want to be inside anymore.
We'll take you outside in a moment.
No, you let me out now.
We'll take you outside if you
answer. I can't let me out! Damn. All right. I knuckle dust up. Can I roll for intimidation to calm his ass down?
You can roll for whatever you'd like.
All right. Let's see. Yes, definitely got it. I was underneath my extreme.
Damn.
Calm your ass down, trash can.
Would you actually roll? I see a double zero. Damn!
Nice.
Calm your ass down, trash can.
He no longer looks focused and enraged. He has that kind of glazy-eyed look again. What do you mean?
I had to go from Duke Knowledge to Duke Knuckles again.
Duke Knowledge? What?
You guys weren't there. Anyway.
I need to get out of this chair.
Yeah, we'll do that in just a moment. Real quick, what do you know about the Kincaids?
I knew them from the old days, yeah. We worked together on some jobs.
That's right, you told me about. Yeah, you said something about that earlier.
Why would they be at a dock with mysterious artifacts?
That's what they specialize, I think, yes. They find the artifacts, and they bring them back. And they disappear. And they go find the artifacts. And they bring them back, and then they disappear.
Oh, so they're stealing artifacts.
They seem or to selling be them.
In the middle of a whole operation, yeah.
Hmm. Perhaps I should make a phone call.
Yeah. Anything else?
You definitely don't want your uncle's name being dragged into anything like that. If he's not involved, and if he is, we need to know about it.
Yes.
Thinking.
Do you know anything about Andreas Antonio? Or Tony Riley? Or
Albertoni.
Albertoni. Spaghetti.
No. Must be someone new. Sicilian?
Yeah.
The Sicilians have gone dark.
What's this other guy's name? Gregor.
What do you mean gone dark? Like gone? Quiet?
Right.
Okay.
What's the Russian's name? Gregor
Markov.
Gregor Markov.
Some call him the Black Death.
No, I don't talk about that guy.
But you know of him.
What do you know of him?
He's a wicked man with a wicked past.
Well,
you stay away from him.
We'd love to, but alas, here we are.
What about a Lord Thomas Scott?
No one to me.
No one. Mm.
We done questioning him.
I guess. You
got anything else for him? Doctor?
I mean, I don't know. My head hurts, so.
You got anything to knock him out?
Don't you carry aspirin with you? Or something?
I don't know. Yeah. Right. My bad. Yeah.
It's useful being a doctor, isn't it?
Very useful.
I'm not.
Is there a curtain or a window or something in here?
I mean.
Or are we just in a windowless room to keep us safe?
No, it's got a window.
We're in an apartment, right?
All I do is draw the curtain and say, you're outside now, trash can. Promise fulfilled.
Do you think that the fact that.
I understand what you mean.
He has to bring me outside. He said, we'll bring you outside after we're done questioning you.
It's so not trash day yet.
Just threw the curtains open. It said, congratulations, you're outside.
But he's still inside. You're not dragging him to the
window. No, not dragging him to the window. Just opening the curtain and saying, promise fulfilled, but leaving him completely tied up.
Yeah, the light hurts.
Hmm.
Hey, Morgan, you're alcoholic. Do you have a hangover remedy?
Yeah, actually, I do.
There better not be a punch to the head. I swear to God, just... Do you actually have a legitimate hangover remedy?
Hold on.
I want to roll to see if I like you enough to do it.
What would that be under?
I'm going to do it under, I'm going to do it under luck. Or you roll luck.
Why do I have to roll?
Because he doesn't got to roll anything. You need to roll something if you want it.
You roll luck.
All right, I rolled under my luck, so I guess you got lucky.
Okay.
Is that all right here? Take a little swig of this.
Thanks. Is it your flask? Are you handing me your flask?
Drink it.
Haven't you ever heard of Hair of the Dog?
Fine. Some trash can stands up. It actually works, by the way.
What the?
What it does is it feeds the addiction inside of you.
Yeah, I understand what Hair of the Dog means.
And he's kind of rubbing his fist. You see the bond's still all connected sitting on the chair, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Well, that's excellent.
I gotta learn how to do that. Hey, so, do me a favor. Grab him.
Hold on. Wait, trash in. Does the fact
are you guys attacking him?
We're grabbing him.
He has a gun in his hand already.
Oh, shit.
Does,
literally just reaches in and pulls his gun out.
Hold on.
I suggest you stop.
Okay.
I'm not quite lucid enough to not pull this trigger. Step back.
I'm stepping back.
Do the art of missing artifacts have anything to do with what happened to your group?
He kind of twitches a lot. What?
What happened? The really bad thing that happened to you.
I work alone.
No, you
don't. I work
don't.
Alone.
You used to not work alone.
I work alone.
You used to I've work with the Kincaids.
Alone.
You
I'm
said
alone.
So.
I'm alone. I'm alone.
Now?
I'm
yeah,
alone.
Obviously you're not alone.
He's
right going to
shoot you. He's already pointing the gun at you.
Okay. I get it.
And he walks out. He's walking towards the door.
Let him go.
No, I don't want
I mean,
let
go.
Him
I
go.
I want to try the coin rolling trick on him.
He's got his back to you. And he knows
he,
his back.
Right? Wait a minute.
That's why I was saying.
I got my knuckle duster back. We're even.
Mm-hmm. Right. He doesn't care anymore.
Not to say that he's all tapped out for stuff. You may need him in the future, but as of for what you need now, you're not going to need
gotcha.
Him.
Gotcha.
Oh, darn it.
No. The guy's cuckoo bananas anyway. I think having him around is making he's more of a liability. Having to watch him is separating our group. Let's just let him go.
Yeah,
right.
Fine.
I see wisdom.
Duke Wisdom.
Duke Wisdom.
Oh, God.
As he walks out, he stops with the door halfway closed behind him. And he says, you know, maybe you guys should know when to stop asking questions.
Yeah,
we do. We just don't care.
We're detectives.
We're detectives.
No. You're investigators. And you are directed like the rest of us by the same person. We all get our orders from the same man. Maybe that's who you should be asking. And he walks out and closes the door.
What a wonderful idea.
Is it Mr. Windy Bitches?
I mean, yeah. He runs the society.
That was a me question.
Oh. I mean, yeah, he runs the society.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, is everybody not shot? Did we go through this without anybody bleeding for once?
Surprisingly, yes.
Holy crap.
I mean, it all depends on when you count this and start because I bled earlier.
Oh, right. Yeah. I forgot you would ask her about that or throw down.
No.
This reminds me of this story about two guys fighting a horse. Didn't go well for the two guys.
I feel like it went as fair fight, and it
was
a draw.
Epic.
It was, yes.
All right. So you guys are going to go ahead and take a rest, I'm assuming?
Yes,
right?
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Intrepid Assholes, and we'll see you next time.
Mr. Nuke. 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 Mr. Nuke.